This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This is why you're single. This is why you're single. This is why you're single. Ba 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 ba. This is why you're single. Ba 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 ba.
Welcome to the This Is Why You're Single Podcast. I'm Laura Lane.
And I'm Angela Sparrow. We are the creators of the This Is Why You're Single sketch show at the People's Improv Theater and also the upcoming book of the same name. Every week, we tell you a reason why you're single. This week's reason is you don't know how to advertise yourself.
We're going to explain that later on the show.
Yes. Sorry. Yes. Later. Not now.
Not now. Because right now, also on the lineup, we are talking about what is new in dating news. A man tries to give his girlfriend away on Craigslist. It's not as bad as it sounds, but we're going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. Also, what life is like with a giant silicone penis.
It is as bad as it sounds.
And then we're going to be jumping into the mailbox, but that is Angela's OK Cupid mailbox because that was such a big hit a couple weeks ago. We're doing it
and
again.
And go figure, I got a few more weird ones.
Right. Angela, what's up?
I have a gross story.
No.
I have a really gross story. My friend was on a date.
Okay.
And she was drinking wine. And the guy she was with was drinking milk, which, like, first of all, a grown man drinking milk on a date.
That's so weird.
What is going on right now? Like, is it cookies and milk? Is it bedtime? Are you wearing a sleeping cap? I don't know.
I mean, like, the only time that'd be okay is if you're, like, having dessert and it's chocolate chip cookies, like you said. Like, gourmet chocolate chip cookies.
Right. Only if they're gourmet.
Well, like, oh, my God. What's the place that makes Cronuts? Dominique Ensel. So he's got these like little chocolate chip cookie shots that you can put milk in.
Right. It was not that.
Oh, okay.
I don't think. But so later on when they were making out, the like two flavors made like a really gross like taste in her mouth.
No.
And like, I don't like that at all. That's yucky. But
wait,
then,
who does like that? What do you mean? Like
no, I'm just saying like that.
I don't like that. Like
before I get
would.
On to the next level of the story, I just want to say like, that is not okay. And then the next part is he had milk burps in her mouth.
Oh, how does that even happen?
I don't know, but I don't think they'll be seeing much more of each other.
This was a first date?
Yes. This was a date with someone she met online.
With people?
I know. That, like, oh.
So wait.
Skeeves
me. He was drinking
out.
Wine and milk.
No, she was drinking wine. He was drinking milk.
Does he not drink?
I did not get the
backstory
there.
Which is fine. If you don't drink, that's cool. But, like.
Once I heard milk burps, I didn't need to know anymore.
All right.
I was done.
Yeah. I mean, if he doesn't drink, that's fine. But people out there, if you don't drink, like, get some ginger ale, have a water.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to micromanage what you drink, but milk's a little yucky. I mean, it's late at night.
And, like, he wasn't even have gum on him?
Right. It's like, doesn't leave a pleasing taste in your mouth.
Right. I mean, like, maybe they had, like, spicy food and he's a wuss and he's like, oh, I need milk because that will
spicy food and milk, that must have been delicious.
Well, I just mean, like, you know, if you have, like, jalapenos and your mouth is on fire, milk will combat that. Was this that type of scenario?
Perhaps. If it was, do you think that would be okay?
No. Be a man. Deal with that burning mouth.
Drink some water.
Drink some water.
Like a human. So that's the extent of that story. It doesn't go much beyond that because how could it?
All right. Well, what I gotta say, at least she had a date.
Yeah.
My friend recently asked me if she can walk my dog in the daytime.
Okay.
Because she thought it might help her meet guys.
She's 100% right. People love puppies.
That's what I told her.
Yeah.
I
was like, did you do it?
No. But at first I was like, I mean, are you serious? Are you joking? She's like, no, I'm serious. Like, do you want me to walk your dog? I was like, yeah, sure, you can walk my dog. But, like, I don't know if that will actually. I do meet a lot of people when I'm walking my dog.
I was going to say, when you walk Sammy the dog, who's a great dog, she's just adorable. So probably men, women.
Everyone in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
If I was single, I would be hooking up with people left and right with dogs thanks to Sammy.
Yeah. Well, Sammy's a flirt, too. I've walked Sammy.
I mean, she sniffs people's butts.
Yeah.
She is, like, more than a flirt. She, like, gets up in there.
I know. So you've been hit on, though? Like, have you really?
No, not like, I mean, no. I'm not, like, hit
don't
on.
Don't be modest.
People will talk to me all the time. And even if they don't have a dog, they'll just be like, oh, my God, your dog's so cute. Can I pet your dog? But yeah, I've like struck up so many conversations with people. Yeah. Sammy is like a man magnet.
Right. Good icebreaker.
It really is.
Yeah. I've been
so
there.
So I don't know if she's going to do that or not, but my point is she's really thinking outside the box, which I have to commend.
And you know what? It's also a chance to meet someone in person, which is so rare.
Right.
I support it.
Also, I think dog lovers, there's just a natural niceness about them. So if meet a guy and he's very friendly with you and the dog you're walking, like, I don't know, it kind of means he's probably got like a good heart.
Yeah, and there's nothing sexier than seeing a dog or a guy play with a puppy or a baby. But you can't really get a baby as easily as you can get a dog.
Right. Well, and also like the baby, you've got to explain, this isn't my baby. But but if it's not your dog, who cares?
Yeah.
That's not the point. But like, I just don't think a baby is going to be a man magnet, really.
But like people, it's like the same thing. It's like, oh, it's so cute. I want to touch it.
Yeah. And if you do get hit on while you're holding a baby, like, that's a problem.
Sometimes.
The guy has issues. Like, he, like, is into
baby mama drama.
Baby mama drama.
I know.
So you don't want that.
That's why I stopped carrying babies around.
Good. I'm glad you did. All right. Let's talk about what's in the news.
Let's.
All right. So I was reading a story in Cosmo.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy. Wow, this is actually a really dog-heavy show.
Oh, no, another dog story?
Okay.
In Cosmo?
There was a Craigslist ad that went viral.
Mm-hmm.
The guy was trying to give his girlfriend away on Craigslist because she didn't like his dog and couldn't live with his dog. And let me see if I can find. Okay, it said, she's a purebred from a wealthy area, and I've had her for 4 years. She likes to play games, not totally trained. So anyone interested in my 30-year-old, selfish, wicked, gold-digging girlfriend, come and get her. Me and my dog want her rehomed ASAP. So everybody, like, thought this was, like, obviously a real ad and, like, went crazy and went viral.
It wasn't real?
No, the guy did it to
He wasn't really selling his girlfriend?
No, because that would be totally creepy and weird and strange, and that's not real.
But the scenario really happened, right?
No, he was, but what he was doing, this is why I think this is important for people to understand. He was trying to prove a point that when you start dating somebody new and they don't like your dog or maybe they're allergic, like a lot of people will just go and like they'll give their dog away or they'll find a new home for their dog.
Oh my God, never.
And the point that he was trying to prove was that a dog is just as important of a member. The dog is a member of the family. You can't just give your dog away. Like, if you're willing to give your dog away, you should be just as willing to give your girlfriend away.
Right.
And I think that is such a good point to make because I love dogs.
I know. And what kind of power trip are you on if you're like, hi, I just met you, get rid of your dog.
Right. But even if you are getting serious, and you want to move in and you're just not into dogs. Like, I'm sorry. Yeah. A dog is your child, people.
Yeah. I know. Like, you might not like your mother-in-law. You can't be like, get rid of your mother.
No.
Same thing. Dogs are family.
I thought that this ad that he posted was, you know, really proved a point.
Yeah.
But also, people that thought it was real are really dumb.
Like, did people, like, give him offers?
Yeah.
Like, can you get that price down?
Yeah. Or they were just like, what kind of person gives their girlfriend away? I'm like, you idiots. Like, you can't, what are you talking
about?
That's
Craigslist for you.
What is wrong with people?
No offense, Craigslist.
No, the guy was making a very valid point that a dog is just as important. Yes.
He just got creative with it.
Don't just give him away. All right. Yeah. Anyways, I liked that when I read it.
I like that. He has chutzpah.
All right. I don't plan to talk about dogs anymore.
Okay. Yeah, I think the rest of this episode is dog free.
Right. It's also, this episode is brought to you by the ASPCA. I'm just kidding. It's not.
Not really. We just love them.
Yeah.
Switching over from dogs to dongs.
Oh, my God.
Gross. I'm sorry.
Thanks for that.
Unfortunately, I get all my dating news from Vice, which is not advisable. I read an article called What Life is Like with a Giant Silicone-Enhanced Penis. Of course, this story took place in Germany, as you might expect.
You say that's so
kinky. They're kinky.
Are they? I mean, you're like, of course you would expect this story to be from Germany. I'm like, no, I would never expect it to be from Germany. Like, what about Germans make you think they have silicone penises?
They have sex clubs.
They have those everywhere, Angela.
Oh, I thought it was just very European.
No, they're in New York.
I'm just a girl from the suburbs, Laura. Show me. Maybe this weekend we'll go to a sex club in New York.
I mean, I need to, like, open your eyes a bit. Like, the Germans are not just the crazy kinky ones in the world.
We're going to Google it. I guarantee you. They're freakier than most.
The Germans are like a stoic people.
Right.
When I've gone there, they just seem very like...
That's why they make the best dominatrixes.
I don't even know.
All right. I don't know if you saw this most recent season of American Horror Story, Laura, which is where I also get all my information from.
Oh, my God. Everything's making so much sense.
Jessica Lange was a dominatrix.
And she was playing a German dominatrix?
Yes, a German dominatrix.
All right, well,
in World War II era Berlin, so...
Well...
I don't think things have changed much since then.
Those are not based on real stories.
Enough about Jessica Lange. Let's talk about the 9-inch long, 3-inch wide, 7-pound penis that this man has by choice. He gets silicone injections. His penis is so large that he can't even have sex with people.
Oh, my God.
They said that, like, if he wants, he can have somebody, like, poke his foreskin. And it's like
kind jelly? Of
like an entryway.
Wait.
Oh, let me clarify. He is gay, so he would be being poked with another penis. So like his penis is like a butt.
Like the pee hole is so big.
No. Like the circle that the foreskin makes.
Because he's not circumcised.
Correct.
So it's okay.
So adding a little more onto what is already plenty.
I'm like trying to picture this.
I know. So there was this is very relevant to people that are single and dating right now. So I'm glad we're talking about it.
Why is this relevant?
Sarcasm.
Okay.
But no, so like the foreskin makes up what appears to be.
So, like, an entryway. I don't
but
know.
So there was a picture, but it was, like, from behind. So it's so big that, like, you can see it hanging down to his knees.
Okay, I have a question. I mean, I know, like, a little bit about penises.
A little.
When you inject them, like, where is the silicone going? Like, what part of it is it going into?
The scrotum, I think.
Wait, the skirt, isn't that like between the butt and the balls? No.
I don't know.
No, it's not. Oh, wait, no, sorry, that's something else. Oh my God.
Don't get your anatomy lessons from us. All I know is it said that like he like...
Oh man, I wish our Wi-Fi was on. I'd be Googling this right now.
He like gets, when he gets an erection, it's basically like inside this giant...
My husband's probably like, okay, now I know why like... Things are so weird when we hook up. Because you don't know where things are.
Your scrotum. This is your scrotum,
this
right?
This is your scrotum, right?
In the back of your neck.
I read in Cosmo, people like it tapped.
Gross. So gross. But this brought about the larger question of, like, what qualifies as sex? Because for him, it's not penetration. So, like...
That's what you got from this?
Well, that's what Vice got from it. I'm not that deep. I was just like, that's a big penis. But then they were talking about, like, he just identifies, like, he likes being other and, like...
But why does he need it so big?
I don't know. It's like
you can identify. You can have whatever you want to do is cool.
He likes being different.
All right. That I can understand, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like impeding on his life and the life of any partner he chooses to take up sexually. So it's probably not the most practical or safe way to be different. But it's different for sure.
I hope it's safe.
Yeah.
But you do you.
Once again, we always end with you do you.
You do you.
You do you with your giant silicone wiener.
Before we move on, we want to thank one of the sponsors of our show, NatureBox.com. NatureBox delivers delicious, healthy snacks straight to your door. That means no grocery store shopping. And Angela, you and I eat these all the time.
That's right. We have a little theory. We say when your mouth is moving, your brain is working.
That's your theory.
I have a little theory that says that. But it works. Listen, we wrote a book, Eating Nothing But NatureBox Products.
This is actually true.
Yeah. If you want to write a book, why don't you just pick up some Italian bistro pretzels? Because that's how I did it.
You don't need to have an idea. You just need to have a bunch of NatureBox snacks around your computer. Right. And the words flow.
Yes. Don't even get Laura started on the everything bagel sesame.
They are called, they're two of my favorite things in one. An everything bagel, oh my God, and sesame sticks, like, yum.
Yeah, so listen, if you would like to write a book, I suggest you go to naturebox.com/single, because NatureBox is going to send you your first box on them.
The banana bread granola is also really good. Just saying.
Yes, that's if you're writing in the morning. It's more of a brunch
granola
snack.
Parfait. Mm-hmm. We like to make.
Very good. So listen, once again, naturebox.com/single. Get yourself some treats. Let us know how it goes.
Now back to the show. All right, let's jump into the mailbox.
Okay.
What's in it? What is in your OkCupid mailbox?
Giant silicone penis. No.
No.
You can't send pictures on OkCupid.
Nope.
So once again, I dug deep into my mailbox, found some gems that I'm going to share with you. The first one I got from a gentleman over the weekend.
And these are just like first messages, right?
Yeah.
You haven't corresponded.
I'd never instigated any of these messages, and I also, spoiler alert, did not respond to any of them.
Okay.
So, first one. Three cheers! Watching a movie right now. How's it going? I dig your enthusiasm.
Too casual. Like, what, are you my best friend? I don't care what you're doing.
Right. And it's weird that that was, like, out of nowhere. Like, that wasn't, like, that
three
sounds like
cheers.
Something like a response. Like, three cheers, you won the game. But it was, like, just three cheers. You were so excited.
And three cheers. I like your face.
Liked that his, I'm not going to say, like, his username had some, like, numbers and letters after it, so don't try and find him, but it was amazing listener.
Which ladies want.
A little on the nose.
But that I don't have a problem with.
I mean.
All right, what else
you got? You could do better. Then I got, hi, before you forget, what's your name? I am Julian.
I don't even understand that.
So, and to add insult to injury, my username is my name. So,
maybe he was making fun of your name. He thought your name was too on the nose.
Well, mine is literally my name. So, I feel like if you're not creative, just use your name.
All right, what else?
This is a throwback one. Okay, so this one was actually from around Christmas time, but it's one of my favorites, so I wanted to
dig it up.
I assume I'll get some new ones next Christmas, which we can talk about then. So, this is, I know Christmas is coming right around the corner.
And no, he didn't say around.
Yeah, I was trying to help him out there. He left some words out. That happens a lot in OkCupid. All right, I'll read the real transcript.
As is, Angela.
I know
no
Christmas.
No helping these peeps out. They don't need it.
I know Christmas is coming right the corner, and I can't attest to being an angel all year, but disregarding the actual logistics of it, I'm really holding out hope Santa can really find a way to squeeze you down my chimney this year.
Oh my God.
I'm TJ, a 24-year-old who's a firm believer that still thinks it's Santa and not my dog that eats the cookies I leave out every Christmas Eve. Pleasure to make your acquaintance.
I don't believe he's 24.
Oh, I do. Great imagination, though. Great imagination. Kept it seasonal.
Yeah. Topical.
Horrible. So that was my Christmas one. Let's see. What else? Now, this one's more recent. I like your natural state. I'd love to be a part of it.
Ooh.
I know. I don't know how I feel about that one.
That's like something you would say, like, if he saw some, like, nude picture of you. Like, what's
Which
your...
Which I
what
don't
is your,
have. I have
your
a picture
natural
of me
state?
Eating pizza. Maybe that's what he means. Maybe he wants a slut. I want to be a part of it.
I don't know whether to talk about, like, him or like why you have a picture on OkCupid of you eating pizza.
People love it.
It's a conversation starter.
It's a conversation. Sometimes people recognize where I am eating the pizza and they're like, I love that pizza. Good choice. And that's a good opening line. Not this one though.
He means like no makeup, natural state.
Oh, like I wear tons of makeup. So I don't know. I don't know what – I think he was just smoking a lot of weed, honestly. He looked kind of like a hippie, which is fine. And, like, and when you factor that in, it kind of
works.
So
maybe, like, natural state, like, your energy. I like your aura from the pictures.
Yeah. And I'm not into that kind of thing, but if you are, then answer that, gentleman. Something that I think we can all agree that we're not into is this next one. Do you like foot massages, cuddling, and coffee?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Not from
actually,
a stranger
no.
on the internet.
Well, we don't like coffee. We're tea drinkers at this
also,
podcast.
Also, yeah, hello.
You should know that. But foot massages, yes, please. Cuddling. Angela is a cuddling fanatic because that was our reason last week.
Yeah, but little known fact, I don't want to cuddle with you if I don't know you.
Oh,
and
wait.
Also, yeah,
oh, I didn't
know
see
if
the username.
His username,
I take it all back,
was foot fetish.
All right, gross. go on. There are specific dating sites for you people.
We already learned about that. Okay, and lastly, oh no, that was it. We ended on foot fetish.
All right, we'll do some more next week.
Unfortunately, I will probably have some more to share. So yeah, we will.
Okay, good.
We'll probably return to our user questions.
We
don't know. But you know what? Throwing it out there, if you have a question, we'll help you out. You can tweet us at Your Single Show, mm-hmm. or you can email us. Go to our website, www.thisiswhyyoursingleshow.com. Send us your questions, send us your proposals, whatever. We'll talk about it.
You can also send us any messages that you got from guys, and we'll read your messages from dating website mailboxes.
Yeah, if you're sending a message, you can send it. We can like analyze it for you before you hit send.
We could make like a whole job out of this.
Listen, we're not sticklers for the rules. We'll do anything.
Yeah, just email us.
Just send it.
Send whatever you want. All right, now it's time for our reason of the week.
All right. As we mentioned, our reason that you are single this week is you don't know how to advertise yourself.
Which fits right into like
everything we've been talking about. Yeah. These OkCupid gentlemen are advertising themselves incorrectly. And we got into the messaging part of it. But right now we're going to talk about the profile part of it.
Yes.
Like what you put out there that people are looking at.
This is a first impression, guys. Like, this is supposed to be like the best curated version of yourself.
It is your internet handshake.
Don't have it be too long. People don't have time for that. They're looking through like 100 people. It's like resumes. You look at a resume for like 10 to 15 seconds. Don't have it be too long. But if you don't put any info, it's like, what are you hiding?
Right.
Is important.
Don't be too generic with the info that you put. So on OkCupid, they have like the things I couldn't live without. And if you are bothering to put like family, friends, and food.
It's like we know you are a human that lives on planet Earth. We know you need to breathe the air and you like to eat food. And hopefully, like most humans, you love the people close to you.
Exactly. If you're going to do that, like don't even bother.
Right.
You're boring.
Give interesting specifics.
Right.
Be funny. Be sincere.
Or be a little sarcastic.
Yes, we love that.
Yeah.
Don't reference old relationships.
No.
Watch your spelling and punctuation, because if you don't take time to give yourself a little proofreading, why should we take time to even message you?
Yeah. And you know what? Don't act like, oh, I'm so busy. I don't really care. I'm just playing it casual. Like, you're not too busy to spell check. It does it for you. There's a little red squiggly line. You're not that cool.
Right.
Use the proper your.
One thing I hate that's my pet peeve is when people say like, oh, I'm new to this. Like, I don't really know what I'm doing.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, I don't care that. Plus, how long has your profile been up there?
Right. Yeah. That could be like really old.
Yeah.
You could be old to it.
And I don't care that you're new to this. It's almost like people that write that, they come across as thinking like they're too good for online dating.
Like, or they're like neurotic.
Yeah. Like I'm like new to this. Like I don't really online date. It's like, okay, if you think you're too good for this, like you're probably too good for a lot of other people. You're probably kind of an egotist. Right. I don't want to go out with someone like that.
Exactly. And same for like we said, like referencing an old relationship, like you might as well be like, I have baggage.
Yeah.
Like I just got out of a relationship. Well, all right. I'm not going to talk to you then.
Right. All right. We're going to break down some other things. This is our reason of the week. Break down. All right. If your profile says, quote, I like deep books that make me think about the meaning of it all. My favorite is Catcher in the Rye. What that really means is I have not read a new book since my high school AP Lit class.
Mm-hmm. If your profile says, we kind of got into this one.
It's okay.
The six things. Yeah. Well, the six things I can never do without: family, friends, food, water, good conversation, and my iPhone. You are saying I am a human being that was born on the planet Earth.
Yeah. Weirdy said that, Joe.
It's still true and relevant.
We forgot about, if your profile says, I consider myself a male feminist, this means sleep with me, smart girls. Hey.
Yeah, and it works. If your profile says, my mom says I'm funny, this means I'm not funny.
Right. If your profile says, I'm looking for someone that's really down to earth, what that means is because I'm crazy uptight and that is the only kind of person who can deal with me. Oh my God, I can like think of friends that have like dated those kind of people.
Yep.
Where like once they start dating like one of my down to earth friends, all of their friends are like, thank you so much. Like you've really calmed Dean.
So and so.
Yeah. Like Dean is so calm since he's been dating you. So I can personally relate to that one.
It's a good one. And finally, if your profile is blank, there's lots of blank profiles on Tinder, for example.
Right.
This means my shirtless selfie posed next to this tiger should speak for itself.
Right.
But it doesn't always.
No, it doesn't. I mean, shirtless selfies and next to a tiger, you should join Pounce.
Yes.
Which we talked about last week.
Right, we did last week. It's for furries. It's for people that want to date tigers.
Right.
People that identify as tigers.
Right. So you should be joining Pounce if you are the type of person to post pictures next to tigers.
Otherwise, you know, just put your height. Something. Give me something. Give me something to work with.
A little something something.
Yeah, a little something something.
Just throw us a something.
So anyway, that was how to read between the lines. And I hope we cleared some stuff up for you guys.
Yeah. That is it for this week's This Is Why You're Single podcast brought to you by Tipjar.
And thanks for listening. Tune in next week and we'll have a whole new show for you.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
This is why you're single. This is why you're single. This is why you're single. Ba, 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 ba. This is why you're single. Ba, 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 ba.
So you go out with a guy and the date's over. But what do? You sneak a look at that bill because you want to know what he tipped.
Right. Is he a good supporter for your family?
Is he a good
wonderful indicator?
Supporter for podcasts? Like, this is why you're single? I don't know. But this is what you need to find out before you go out with a guy. Is he a good tipper?
So if you haven't gotten to that dinner point yet, we have an alternative. You can introduce your guy to Tipjar, it's our wonderful sponsors.
One of our great sponsors.
Yeah, and Tipjar helps every content creator in the world get paid for their work.
Yes, it's a new platform. It's great whether you're a podcaster, a blogger, a video maker. Whatever you do, Tipjar lets you get direct support from your audience, including guys you date, in just a few clicks anywhere on the internet.
Right. So what you're going to do is you're going to sit down your new beau. You're going to go.
Or bae.
Or bae. So you're going to sit bae down. You're going to go to thisiswhyyoursinglebook.com.
It's not. You have to make sure it's not like sit my bae. It's just sit bae.
Right,
there's no bae. My in that.
Right. It's a weird
word.
Lingo. So you're going to sit him down. You're going to go to single.tipjar.it.
If he gives us some money, you keep dating him.
Right.
If he don't,
bye-bye, bae.
Bye-bye, bae. Thanks for listening to This Is Why You're Singles podcast. We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum podcast.